Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are brought to you by Toyota. Make a powerful statement every time you pull up in the pickup that's five changing the game. The all-new Tundra Toyota. Let's go places. Mike Tannenbaum still with us. I'll tell you what. When it was 45-1, Brady's odds to win the MVP after he announced his retirement, Vegas was still like, yeah, okay. 45-1. we don't believe it. But that was an amazing value because he, you could argue, should have won MVP this year. He came in second. And he's now 9-1 since he announced his comeback. So you had five times the value if you would have put $100 on Brady to win MVP when it was 45-1. He's tied for the third best odds behind Mahomes and Rodgers. Mahomes 7-1, Rodgers 8-1, Brady 9-1, tied with Josh Allen 9-1. The Bucks went from 20-1 to 10-1 to win the Super Bowl, cut in half overnight. I'm surprised it's only in half. And 10-1 to 5-1 to win the NFC. So the Rams, Packers, and Niners are ahead of the Bucks. I don't know if they have Brady. Let's see how this thing shakes out. Maybe the Bucks should be number one to win the NFC.
See it with the Niners.
Mike, what do you think?
Well, I agree with Jay. Well, like, Niners, to me, it's just a question mark. Like, Trey Lance, to me, was my favorite quarterback 2 years. Well, I shouldn't say that. I would have taken Trevor Lawrence, but I would have taken him over Zach Wilson. That's not going to happen overnight. So let's say they're a year away. Then, to me, it's them and the Rams. And to me, the way, even though Key says they have the greatest scouting department in the history of North American sports.
I didn't say that.
No, in all seriousness, like, at some point, because they have so much money and such few players, they have the biggest risk. And to their credit, it worked. Only Robert Woods got hurt. I just think it's hard to sustain that at a championship
okay,
level.
So your thesis is, from the previous segment, Mike Tannenbaum, that Rodgers should have signed his contract a week ago because the way Brady structures his deal to take less, Rodgers is going to look bad. The optics will be bad, reaching for every dollar. Key countered by saying, all right, slow down there, GM, trying to pinch pennies. Take the dough and figure it out. You can always
structure
deals in a way.
You said that too, Max. Don't put it all on me.
No doubt, Key. 100%. I'm not running from that. But Jay, here's the question then. And Key, I'll start with you on this. Who has a better chance to go to the Super Bowl? They are on comparably strong teams. Brady going to take less. Rodgers going to take more. Packers or Bucks? Better chance to go to the Super Bowl.
I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The reason I believe that is we've seen Aaron Rodgers recently. We saw the 49ers go into the number one seed last football season, upset that one, and move on to the NFC Championship game. But much like Mike is saying, you can sign players if you have a little bit more money. There's no question about that. On top of that, geographically, where would you rather be? Would you rather be freezing cold or nice weather in Tampa Bay? One of Mike's things, no tax state, great stadium, great place to live, great weather, everything. And you playing with the greatest quarterback of all times. I, for my money, would rather be in Tampa Bay. So if I am a here's one for you, Tannenbaum. If all of a sudden I'm Jarvis Landry and there is no Antonio Brown, there's Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Scotty Miller, which is the fourth guy, and I'm Landry, do I look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers via trade or free agency and say, I'll come play for you because I have a chance to really be good in a division with Tom Brady, in a conference with Tom Brady, who – certainly continues to get the receivers off that he plays with. Do I take less money?
1,000%. I'm not taking less money, Key. I'm investing in my future because Tom Brady on his worst day is better than Baker Mayfield on his best day. So I'm going to go down there. I'm going to resurrect my career, much the way OBJ left Cleveland, goes out to L.A. and unfortunately gets hurt. But if it didn't, he ran the same play, Key. So I think that's a great idea. And I think Jarvis Landry is just going to be one of many guys that's going to say, hey, let me go down there. I got a chance to win a ring. I'll sign a 1 year deal, and then I'll take my chances next year.
Why can't that be the same with Green Bay?
Because it's geographically,
cold.
Too.
Yeah. Just because it's cold?
It's cold,
and
there's
less. And
he's been playing in the cold in Cleveland.
I also played in the warm in Miami.
And he didn't have a choice with Cleveland.
I just don't want to act like all of a sudden Green Bay is not an attractive place to be. Like, you are with Aaron Rodgers, and I know that you can sit up here and say, well, last year, look at the way he played, but, like, you also, like, I still want to bet on Aaron Rodgers. He's still one of the most talented quarterbacks in the game of football.
A lot of receivers around the league would love to play with Aaron
Rodgers. But you also got to also understand, Jay and Mike, you know this, Green Bay, historically, in the free agent market, they don't necessarily go out and attract free agents. I mean, they got Charles Woodson, which was a big one, in the late Reggie White, which started everything in Green Bay. But it's just not a free agent destination, so to speak, much like the Milwaukee Bucks probably in basketball.
I understand, but look,
it just doesn't – think about it. It came down to the Los Angeles Rams and the Green Bay Packers for OBJ, who played in the cold.
LA. He's from
no,
LA.
OBJ's from Louisiana.
Yeah, but he has a crib out in L.A. He trains in L.A. every offseason.
Yeah,
he
But think about it, though, Jay. OBJ with Aaron Rodgers or OBJ with Matthew Stafford, OBJ in L.A. or OBJ in Green Bay. Guess what OBJ said? Going to L.A.
There's no advantage to the warm weather,
sexier destination. If you're talking – Mike said something I thought was really interesting. It depends upon how you're looking at it. He said, hey, I'm not for the bag right now. I'm making an investment in my future. So if you're taking a one-year deal, like, all right, that's an investment in your future if that 1 year is with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but also with Brady.
I get the advantage of being – yes, I get the advantage of that too. But I don't want to just knock that like it's not an option.
The loaf of bread goes to Davante Adams. So you got to look at all that. The loaf of bread goes to everybody in Tampa. The loaf of bread only goes to Davante Adams in Green Bay.
Brady spread it around more, you mean?
Yeah, they're not getting ready to pay Davante Adams $25 million a year for him to be a three-catch guy.
But
not
wait, Mike, is part of your argument that you're more likely to win with Brady if you're, say, Jarvis Landry, because since Brady will take less money than Aaron Rodgers will ostensibly take this, you know, coming up, as Jarvis Landry, you also have more good players around 100%. You in Tampa.
Yeah, and Tom Brady's made a lot of players a lot of money for a long time because of that. They're going to have a chance to win. And look, Green Bay's not going anywhere because once they have Aaron Rodgers. But my point is, Green Bay's roster is going to look a lot different by the end of the week. They're going to bring back some of those players, not all of them. And that's why, like, to me, if I'm Jarvis Landry and I had to sign a one-year deal, again, I'm not saying it has to be Tampa. Like I said, OBJ just did a great job. But I would take my chances in Tampa because I have a better chance to win than in Green Bay. Plus, with no state income tax, it's a better place. It's just
– and the warm weather. Wait, but you know something?
Come to this conversation turn to – I feel like we're making Aaron Rodgers be like he's a selfish guy for going for the money. That restricts Green Bay from doing everything.
No, but it makes like, it
– I don't want to push that narrative because I don't think that's the case.
But it's not it's a miscalculation, if I'm getting this right, Mike, by Aaron, even if he is self-interested. It's a miscalculation for him because there's more upside if it's a small percentage of what you're making in the end, actually, and you have $200-plus million, small price to pay for greatness, you know, to try to win a Super Bowl.
Well, we don't exactly know that yet, right? He hasn't really signed the contract.
Right.
No, he hasn't, but the rumors are circulating out there about his potential deal, so people are having that conversation.
Mike T just gave me the biggest grin.
I think
you know he's taking the dough.
He still can sign great players. There's no question about it. It goes back to the scouting department for me. Can you find the right guys for the right price and the right value? But I think Jason Light has been able to do that in Tampa Bay.
Keep in mind, but to Key's point, Mike, Tom Brady, one of the reasons he left New England was because he's giving up the money, at least by my lights. He's giving up the money. And Belichick is a great GM, great coach, but everyone hits dry spots here and there. Had a couple of years where they didn't draft well, and they didn't sign free agents that would help Brady. So Brady's looking at Belichick like, hold on, I'm taking less money, and I don't have anything around me. I got to get out of here, right? Like, that's part of you. Key's right. You got to hit on these picks.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's why my concern is with the Rams, like, they're not going to bat 1,000, and that's why I don't think their model is as sustainable as others. That's all. But with that said, I think we're looking at a Ram-Buccaneer NFC Championship game, and I think by the end of the week, guys, Dallas and Green Bay is behind those two other teams, and I think it's not by a small margin.
Mm. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. We'll get a quarterback's reaction to Tom Brady's return, plus another quarterback on the trade block that could also be headed to the NFC South. And Gettleman's not the Giants' problem anymore.
We're building.
As soon as he said quarterback. Oh, killed me.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Tom Brady just tweeted, "I'm coming back for my 23rd season in Tampa. Unfinished business. LFG.
Brady is back, baby!
We heard the Tampa Bay Buccaneers say at the Combine last week that they were going to leave the light on for Tom Brady. Well, it's a good thing they left the lights on. Tom Brady found his way back in, and he'll be back with the Buccaneers this season."
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, brought to you by Mako. With Mako and their magic, your car's no longer tragic. If life throws you uh-ohs, just say, better get Mako. And go to Mako.com to get an online estimate today. Dan Orlovsky with us now. Good morning, Dan.
What's up, stud?
What How up, Dio?
Yeah, you little swimmer. Look at you, looking like you belong in a John Travolta movie with your shirt unbuttoned. And
No, look at him. That's a fitted shirt. Dan looks right.
Dan looks fitted, too.
You look right, baby.
Yeah. One more button, Dan. I need one more button. Drop it. One more button, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
No.
Let's go. Hey, you got to open it up.
There's no reason to do that. All right.
It's March, Key. Beach season waits for nobody, bro.
I see you.
Stay ready.
I need to get on your plan, though, in a minute.
Yeah, for sure. But you know what Dan's plan is, right, Key? Dan just doesn't eat for half the day.
Whatever it is, I need to get on it.
Here's my thing, Keith. When was the last time you ate breakfast and you were like, dude, that was so good?
Breakfast is overrated.
Oh, every day. Exactly. I love breakfast.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We got something called the Grande Burrito here. It's game changer.
Oh.
Let me get dinner. I gorge myself at dinner.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Tom Brady coming out of retirement, Dan?
Who else is coming? That's where my mind goes, is who's coming with him. Because my initial reaction, Max, was he's coming back, but he ain't playing for Tampa Bay. Because that team last year was old and injured, and they have 20-plus free agents. You know, and it started with Ryan Jensen coming back. So my mind goes to, well, if Ryan Jensen is back, can they get Alex Kappa back out of retirement? Or excuse me, in free agency, can they get Ali Marpet, their starting guard, back out of retirement? Does Gronk come back? What's Chris Godwin's health? Does Leonard Fournette come back? What about Ronald Jones, Ndamukong Suh, JPP, Carlton David? They've got so many big named free agents. They don't really have a starting tight end or a starting tailback right now. So I would imagine a lot of these conversations have already had, given if Tom Brady's going to come back, he's not going to come back to a team that is depleted with talent. So I would imagine most of those guys are doing everything they can alongside with the Buccaneers to kind of get them back. And the reality is this, and I think it's important to remind everybody, this team lost on the last play of the game to the team that won the Super Bowl. in the Rams last year. They were very close, given even their age and the injuries. And then I think the second thing, Max, is, man, this puts so much pressure on Green Bay over the next week to the draft. I mean, they've got to be so aggressive, because I would say right now in the NFC, it's the Rams, Green Bay, and Tampa Bay. But I think in 4 days, by the end of this week, that could all be completely flipped. And we could be saying Tampa Bay again is the team to beat in the NFC, given what happened in free agency. Rams, given what happened in free agency. And then potentially the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about this before, Dio. Ali Marbet, actually, I think he's not going to come out of retirement because he's dating some mental health issues. But I am curious. Mike Tannenbaum was on our show earlier and was talking about the fact that how this looks optically for Green Bay and a guy like Aaron Rodgers, that he's asking for so much money. Meanwhile, Tom Brady historically has asked for less money so they can complete out the roster. Ki and Max kind of combated that conversation about, well, he should still be able to get his money if he would like. Where are you on that whole thing about, can Aaron Rodgers get his money? Does that hinder Green Bay and what they're allowed to do?
Down the road, man.
Yeah, like, I think, first of all, and I love Mike T, we don't know what Aaron's numbers are. Those are all reports that are assumptions, and Aaron has come out and said that's not true, given what the initial contract was. So we don't know how much Aaron is making officially. We don't know how much that is spread out over a certain amount of years. So I think that's the first thing. Second of all, there is a truth. There is a reality to when you are the highest paid player in your football team, usually the quarterback, if you choose to take a little bit less than you probably can, it does give other guys the opportunity to stay a part of your football team. Tom Brady has notoriously done that. I think there's been a couple quarterbacks that have notoriously done that. They just haven't won 7 Super Bowls. So I'm in the camp that Aaron Rodgers is probably underpaid given what he has earned for their football team. I still believe it is the front office's job to figure out ways to manipulate the cap, your roster.
Exactly.
Hey, also, draft well.
Exactly.
You know, like, here's the thing. A lot of times in these situations, guys go, well, the quarterback should take a little bit less to help. No, how about your general manager hits on his picks?
That's all I've been saying for the longest. Kick the can down the damn road, and your scouting department and your general manager hit on the damn picks.
Right.
But sometimes it doesn't happen that way.
Don't try to come to my star quarterback and tell my star quarterback to take less money so we can sign some bum that you drafted or some bum in free agency that's not helping us.
Right.
I don't like that. That's why I get fired up about it.
Yeah, Keaton, I don't want to pretend that it's easy. Like, I've never done that job. I can't fathom how hard it is. But it is not the quarterback's job, certainly a Hall of Famer like Aaron Rodgers, to take less money because you aren't good enough at yours. And I think that's the reality is, you know, Aaron is coming back to win a Super Bowl. Tom's winning, coming back to win a Super Bowl. It puts pressure on their general managers to hit on their picks
and
impactful players.
As I always say, Dan and Max, the Rams sure figure out how to do it consistently.
Yeah.
Since they've been in L.A.,
all they've done
is recycle, repay guys. They getting ready to pay Matthew Stafford a boatload, and they getting ready to pay Aaron Donald a boatload. Both of those guys will be, mark this down, in the top five. Well, one will be number one in Aaron Donald, but Matthew Stafford will be at the top five at the quarterback position when he does his new deal.
To that point, Brady, one of the reasons he left New England is because he was giving up money and Belichick wasn't hitting on draft picks for a minute and didn't have people around him and wasn't spending the money right either. Right. Where do you think the best landing spot, now that charges will not be brought against Deshaun Watson, criminal charges, it looks like he can be back on the field sooner than at least I anticipated. Where do you think the best landing spot for him is, Dan?
New Orleans Saints. I think if the New Orleans Saints get Deshaun Watson, they automatically become Super Bowl contenders with that defense. And now that Michael Thomas is back. I don't think we can ever have a conversation about Deshaun Watson without understating. You can't overstate this. You better be sure organizationally that you can absorb everything that is going to come with Deshaun Watson and the potential of signing him. I mean, it better be your owner. It better be your head coach, your general manager, the people, the human beings within your organization that are ready and capable of absorbing what's going to come with Deshaun Watson. That is a reality, okay? It better be your locker room and its leadership. That being said, strictly speaking on the field, this guy is a top five player at the position, okay? He is absolutely lights out. If I was the Houston Texans, there's a 0% chance he stays in the AFC. Zero. You are not staying in that conference over the next decade. So then it narrows me down to the NFC teams. I think everybody in the NFC minus six teams should be calling. I think the only six teams that should not call Houston and figure out what the potential cost is are Dallas, the Rams, Tampa Bay, Chicago, Green Bay, and now Minnesota because of Kirk. Everybody else should be calling and seeing what the cost is. And if there was one team that I sat here and said, dude, they get him and they become immediate contenders, it's the New Orleans Saints.
See, I like the Pittsburgh Steelers for a lot of what you said, right? The locker room, the culture, things of that nature. They went through something similar with Ben Roethlisberger many years ago. They figured out how to weather that storm, right? And then on top of that, you know who Mike Tomlin is. Mike Tomlin is a stand-up guy. The Rooney family clearly is one of the leading forces of the National Football League. The Rooney Rule was named after the Rooneys. They put their money where their mouth is. You see that they did. They brought in Coach Flores to be an assistant when he was let go of the Miami Dolphins. I think I understand what you're saying about the AFC, but because of the no-trade clause, Houston Texans don't have any opportunity. They got to get rid of this. It's time for the Houston Texans to move on and turn the page on Deshaun Watson. So trying to figure out, keep him out of the AFC, it doesn't matter. Get what you can for him, as much as you can, from whoever you can, and turn the page to the next thing, Max. That is what they need to do. Now, the New Orleans Saints, Dan, now I'm obviously biased because of my nephew, and I want to see him get the best quarterback available. That would be a great landing spot, great culture down there, people around there. You know, it's a black city. They could wrap their arms around the situation. All of that is extremely important because this is very, very delicate, like Dan said, when you're dealing with this. The owner needs to sign off. The owner's wife needs to sign off. The owner's children need to sign off before you even get to the general manager.
Dan Orlovsky, ladies and gentlemen. Dan, always great to hear from you.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, D.O.
Just giving it up. Giving it up. I'm Dan.
I miss my guy, Key.
So
I'm not going to lie. When I see myself in the box, I'm like, this shirt's too tight.
Yeah, but you're in shape, man.
It's just fitted.
Nothing wrong with that.
I wouldn't call it tight, Dan. I would say fitted. It's
fitted. Yeah, your shoulders,
it's
though, man. Your
tight.
Shoulders
yeah.
is fitted.
You're showing off. Dan's in shape.
Yours.
Yeah, Dan's in shape.
You're
showing off a little bit. It's okay. You're showing off a little bit.
What'd you say about my shoulders, King?
Man, your shoulders is like this. I mean, like, seriously.
I got my 10-year-old son who looks like me, and I just look at him like, sorry, bro. He looks like me. He's slow. He's not strong. He ain't got no muscle. And
put
he looks at me
way.
And tries so hard. I'm like, bro, I got nothing for you.
If he looks like you and he can play 13 years in the National Football League,
I'm
buying in. I'm buying in. I don't give a damn. Yeah. I don't give a damn if you threw 1,000 interceptions. I don't care. You played in the league.
His dad played quarterback in the NFL. Get out of here.
Stop comparing your life to the 1%. Compare it to the other 99% that you've been able to get by.
Keyshawn,
you know what I mean?
J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. So it is the day after Selection Sunday. We're going to tell you the players to watch in the NCAA tournament, plus another milestone for the GOAT.
Five down flex. Five down flex.
Jay's got five fingers up. That only means one thing. It's time to run the point.
All right, let's come out and let's do this. We're going to kick things off with number five.
At five.
Here are some names you need to pay attention to in the NCAA tournament that's going to start actually tomorrow night with the play-in game. We actually have two names. First name I gave to you earlier, Jaden Ivey. He reminds me a little bit of Russell Westbrook, but actually with a jump shot. I'm talking more mentality-wise, though. Plays for Purdue. Purdue's in the East region, and you're going to see Purdue go against the likes of Yale in the first round. They face the winner of Texas and Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech won the ACC tournament. They beat Duke, my team. They're a really good team, too, as well. But Jaden Ivey, I'm just trying to tell you, has the strength, has the size, has the moxie. And the way Purdue plays with their bigs, the inside-out combination, he is special. The second name, Jabari Smith of Auburn, 6'10", averaging 17.3 points per game, 7.2 rebounds as well. Bruce Pearl, we will have him on our show tomorrow. And look, Auburn is a team that can go far in the tournament. They're playing in the Midwest bracket. And look, he's a guy that can make shots inside and out, can be utilized in a pick-and-pop scenario, can finish strong at the rim, and shoots 44% from the three-point line. That's number five.
At four.
Four, I'm just going to give love to him at 73 years old or 73 years young. I like to salute Greg Popovich. Pop breaks Don Nelson's NBA record for most wins in a regular season. Did it last Friday against the Utah Jazz at home. I got a chance to play USA basketball for Pop. He is not only a game changer in the game of basketball, you can put him in the GOAT conversation for all of his accolades, winning championships, but just one of the realest individuals you will ever meet and not afraid to tell you what's on his mind. Just check out every kind of interview he does. Always speaks with venom, always speaks with purpose and intent. Love you, Pop. Thank you for everything you've done for me and for the game of basketball. That's four.
At three.
At three, Family Feud. KG got his number retired. You saw him, Ray Allen, all at the Boston Celtics arena talking, showing love. But it poses a different type of conversation. I'm glad that him, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, they won a championship together. They can come together and get over that hump. Obviously, with Ray Allen leaving, going down to Miami caused a lot of, you know, frustration. It caused a rift between these guys. What was the Boston Celtics? Were they the right team to retire KG's number? Minnesota, what are we doing? Retire KG's number. Big ticket. He won an MVP with you, Minnesota. Let's bring KG back and retire his number where it should have been retired. That's number three.
Kevin Garnett's jersey being retired in Boston is part of the Monday Morning Roundup brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At two.
7-Eleven. No, you're not going for a Slurpee, but you're going to get the real deal from Kevin Durant because yesterday he put on the show. My coach used to always say to me, Jay, one man can't beat five. I watched one man beat five. I watched KD drop 53 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists to single-handedly pretty much beat the New York Knicks. They were throwing double teams at him. It didn't matter. He gave the ball up. He got it back. He was still knocked down a big-time three. And then the 11 parties, Kyrie Irving sitting courtside 2 nights in a row, whether it was Duke losing to Virginia Tech in ACC final, he was sitting courtside. And then KD, Kyrie buying his own ticket to sit courtside against Kevin Durant and then walking out with KD. Max and I will continuously argue about the private sector mandate and about whether Kyrie Irving should be allowed to play or not. Get ready for that because that's going to be colossal and polarizing conversation down the stretch. That's number two.
And running point.
Just going to give love and respect to him. I mean, look, a lot of people love to take this conversation and turn it into something polarizing. Oh, you're hating. If you happen to kind of go back and forth about whether LeBron James.
Yeah, you're hating. Greatest,
you're not. Because you're putting him against LeBron James, against Michael Jordan, for the greatest player to ever live. So even if he does fall number two for some people or number one, the fact that he's in that conversation, I think speaks volumes about LeBron James. And he just reached the 10K plateau in points, rebounds, and assists. I have to say this. When it's all said and done, I think LeBron James will end up being top five in every statistical category. But why is that hate? See, people like Key turn into that kind of conversation.
Is he one or two?
He could be. I mean, Kareem is in there too.
How about this? How about this? You ready for this? He's one of one. He's in his own lane. Michael Jordan's one of one. He's in his own lane. So there you go.
Yeah, Kareem, Bill Russell.
Kareem, Bill Russell. They're all one of ones. They're all in their own lanes.
I'm joking. But what you did miss for me is what you helped me understand, though, is KG's number's not retired in Minnesota, but it is for a team that he won a championship with, but he only played 6 years, and not for the team that he basically turned the franchise into something that was amazing. That's weird. And then you never mentioned Kyrie's damn jacket, man. What y'all doing? What you doing, Jay? Kyrie's jacket.
I don't ask. I don't know. I don't know where
that's
it is.
Your guy from Duke.
Hey, I just had 2 kids in 3.5 years, man. I'm not up on the fashion game. Yeah, I'm more up on Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol. I get that jacket might cost $600,000 or something, but damn, yeah. Kyrie, come on, man.
Come on. Doing too much. LeBron is the only player, by the way, in NBA history to have 10,000 points, rebounds, and assists. That's Incredible is brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. By the way, you can play along with us and download the ESPN Tournament Challenge app to fill out your brackets. Filling out brackets with ESPN is free and easy. Free and easy. The ESPN Tournament Challenge is presented by WebEx. Mm. Yeah, I don't know about the I don't know about Kyrie's jacket, but man, I've seen Westbrook, a whole bunch of people show up to, you know, it's a fashion show like the runway.
Hey, if you know anything, Max, you know that damn jacket ugly. That's what you do know.
Yeah, but that's
no, okay. I ain't afraid to tell him. I'll tell him to his face.
But his game
that jacket
is so
ugly.
Pretty.
Yeah, yeah, I ain't talking about his game. I'm talking about that jacket.
Once you get to runway type fashion, all of it's like conceptual. You wouldn't wear any of it in real life, but these dudes wear it pre-game and two games.
Yeah, like that tour stuff ain't really it. That's not it.
He don't care. He making it work for him. Let him live, Key. Stop hating.
I'm not hating. It's ugly.
Do you like
it's
the jacket?
Ugly.
I think it's okay.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to be, you don't want to trend, so you don't want to say
But I also like, you know, being born and raised in Jersey, like I dress differently. Like you're in LA, you like to wear a flip flop.
Oh, so that's a Jersey thing.
It's kind of a New York
thing. Absolutely.
It's a New York
fashion Jersey
thing.
Oh, it's a Jersey thing. Okay. All right. Well, I get okay. Okay. All right, man. I'll stand down. Still ugly, though.
It's not uptown or something like that.
I mean, that's like, I don't know if he a pimp.
I think it's fly.
I
think it's fly. It's a jacket.
Lots of stuff going on there. All right.
Yes, I don't even know what to make of it, but okay. Tell me anything.
So,
Key, some of the stuff I've seen Russell wear out there in L.A.
Yeah.
Wearing a
I seen Russ at the Met Gala now.
Yeah, I was about to say, okay. I ain't saying, you know, that's cool, all kinds of stuff, but, you know.
People show up like in bibs and stuff like that. I don't know what's... Tom Brady's back in Tampa, I do know that. So what's next for the Bucks?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Tom Brady just tweeted, "I'm coming back for my 23rd season in Tampa. Unfinished business. LFG.
Brady is back, baby!
We heard the Tampa Bay Buccaneers say at the Combine last week that they were going to leave the light on for Tom Brady. Well, it's a good thing they left the lights on. Tom Brady found his way back in, and he'll be back with the Buccaneers this season."
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. We're brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. And we are joined now by Jenna Lane, ESPN Bucks reporter. Hey, Jenna, what's going on?
Good morning to you guys. Obviously, a crazy 24 hours on this end with the Bucks bringing back Tom Brady. I talked to Bruce Arians briefly, and he just said, the attitude with this whole town has just changed completely overnight.
Did Tampa Bay know that this was coming at all? Did they just keep it in their back pocket and say nothing?
It's interesting because 2 weeks ago at the NFL Combine, GM Jason Light said that they would leave a light on for Brady just in case. But there wasn't a lot of optimism that he would come back. In fact, Bruce Arians said that he thought that Brady had closed the door on a possible return because of the reasons that he retired, mainly family. And you saw when Brady announced that he was returning, he said he could not do this without the support of his family. It wasn't until a few days ago that Light said that they felt like they had a realistic chance of getting him back.
So, Jenna, how close were the Bucs to actually acquiring another QB?
You know, they did their due diligence on a number of guys. I know Teddy Bridgewater was actually their second choice 2 years ago when Brady signed with the Buccaneers. If they weren't able to get him, he was going to be the guy they went to. But, of course, he went to Carolina pretty early on. I know they still liked him. They also did their due diligence on Deshaun Watson. They were paying attention to what happened in his legal proceedings on Friday, and they were able to get some clarity in that situation. They still needed ownership, though, to ultimately sign off on it.
Jenna, now that the Bucs have landed the biggest free agent prize in Tom Brady that they could imagine and think of because he's coming back to the team, what more is in the mix for the Bucs in free agency?
Well, the dominoes already started to fall yesterday. In fact, before Brady even announced that he was coming back, he got on the phone with center Ryan Jensen, who is set to become an unrestricted free agent. And he told him, I'm coming back. And Jensen signed a new deal, 3 years, $39 million last night. And now, of course, they're going to try to keep the rest of that offensive line intact. Alex Kappa is set to become an unrestricted free agent. They've already lost Ali Marpet to retirement. I think it's going to be tough, though, to get Kappa back with Jensen already back because Kappa should be able to get a pretty penny on the open market. They're also going to try to re-sign cornerback Carlton Davis. It'll be interesting to see what his market looks like because he missed 5 games this past year. Jordan Whitehead, their safety, I know they're going to want him back if the price is right. Leonard Fournette, I think right now the two might be a little bit far apart. We'll see how much he's able to get on the market, but they're going to try to get as many of their guys back as they possibly can to try to keep this core of this roster intact, although they've acknowledged it's not going to be like last year where they're able to return all 22 starters.
Jenna, I got a chance to do a Super Bowl conference, and I did it with Gronk, and we were talking about whether he wants to actually retire, come back and play. Who would he come back and play for? It could have been the Bills. Obviously, this sets a new kind of tone for Gronk. Have you been hearing anything about Gronk potentially coming back with Tampa Bay?
I haven't yet, and it's important to note that Gronk said at the end of the season his status would not be tied to Tom because at that point there were rumblings that Tom would possibly retire. And he said that he'd be open to returning to the Bucs even if Brady didn't. And he would also look at some of his options elsewhere. So I know he's going to want to weigh his decisions or weigh his options, I should say. But this certainly does sound encouraging for a possible return for Gronk. I know how much those guys just love playing together. They have such a history together. It's like they don't even need to, words don't even need to be said between the two of those guys. They just are always on the same wavelength. They're always on the same page.
Now that Tom Brady is in the fold again as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, you know, there's rumors swirling around in the offseason throughout the course of the season that Bruce Arians and Brady might not have been on the same page. Is there some kissing to be made up by both of these guys before they move on?
It's interesting because when I had watched practices and talked to members of the coaching staff at that time during the season, I didn't really necessarily get a sense that there was friction with them. But then after the season ended and after Brady retired, I did hear some of those rumblings. I'll tell you this, Bruce Arians, it's very important for him to have an open line of communication with his quarterback. The same thing with Byron Leftwich. So I know if there was any problem, they would want to hear about it and they would want to have some discussions about that. So I'm certain that if there is friction, that those discussions will be had if they haven't already.
Jenna Lane, ESPN Bucks reporter. And she guests from time to time on This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN TV.
Handsome host,
absolutely. And Jenna, always an excellent contributor. Thank you, Jenna. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, guys, there you heard it. What do you guys say? What do you make of the reports of friction between Tom Brady and Bruce Arians?
It's gonna always be, man. Look, man. Nothing is rosy in this business, right? I mean, you're going to always have butt heads. It doesn't matter who it is. It's just that's the reality of it. I don't think that they've got to do kissy-kissy and makeup. I think it's a conversation of, look, here's where we're trying to go. Here's what we're trying to do. Okay, coach, here's what I want to do. Okay, Tom, I get you. Let's sit down and talk. I think that's what it is. But when a person throws a certain attitude and then somebody gets it or they look at their body language, you think just it's like a wildfire. It just it catches and it goes. And I think there's some truth to it. But I don't think it's damaging to the point of no return.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I also think, you know, from what I've heard, and I've talked to a lot of people around the situation, I think Tom put a lot of effort into Antonio Brown as well. And I think the way that maybe, you know, my thing, Key, is when you know people, you also know how people can be triggered, right? And I think the way maybe Bruce Arians handled that situation triggered something.
That's interesting.
You know, I think there's a lot of just personality traits and how you manage other people's personalities that could be interesting from Tom Brady's perspective.
That's interesting. Bruce Arians is a good coach, but he's not to coaching what Tom Brady is to quarterbacking. So you would think, hey, Bruce Arians, just get with the program. I will say, I thought he's pushed publicly all the right buttons with Brady. When he first got there, he held Brady accountable publicly. I'm sure they had conversations on the side, right? But he was critical of Tom Brady publicly at press conferences, which helps set the tone. Look, I can criticize Tom Brady. I can criticize all of you. And then when Brady had the brain freeze in Chicago, Bruce Arians covered for him and lied for him, right? And Brady backed Arians up by backing up the lie and covering for Arians. And there were other examples, too, I felt, where Arians publicly seemed to have his finger on the pulse just the right way. So your explanation of the AB situation makes sense to me, Jay. Maybe, Key, it was something like that. We got like 30 seconds.
Yeah, maybe. But when you get to be Brady's age and play as long as he's played, nothing bothers you. It's like, whatever, coach is just running his mouth.
Brady and LeBron, both of them, seem to be on some next Jedi-type super veteran level in terms of the IQ in their sports. And even if physically they show a little sign of slowing down, not really much, they are arguably still the best players in their sports. Much more on Brady's return and why nobody should really be surprised. That's next on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.